Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel. Now, there is absolutely nothing sexier than a guy who has his grooming together and his skin right. So get a head start. We like head starts with the Bevel shaving system.
Bevel is clinically proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps on your skin. They want to make it easy for you to look good. Pick up your Bevel razor today by going to getbevel.com and use promo code LIPFREE to get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free.
Ladies, make sure your man stays trimmed and looking good. Get him a Bevel, girl.
That's right, so you can feel his smooth, silky skin.
That's GETBEVEL.com. Use promo code LIPFREE to get that first month of your new Bevel subscription.
Hey. Yo, yo, what's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have, of course, our very special guests, blogger from Lip Service, Passport Cuddy.
Hey.
And then we have our special guest, Choppa Zoe.
What's happening? How y'all doing?
Now, you know him as an artist, but you also know him from Money and Violence.
Yeah.
And now you know him from Lip Service, too.
Let's get it.
Okay, yeah. We know you're into, you know, what you do on Money and Violence. I know that's not like how you are in real life, because I'm sure sometimes people get that confused, but you deal with all kinds of issues, cheating and all of that.
We all deal with that, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to talk about a tip of the day. That's how we always start the show. And today's tip of the day is, can you be friends with somebody that you slept with? How can you be friends with somebody that you slept with? Or can you not do that?
I've tried. It never worked out for me. So I think once it's done, you just got to leave, you know, let it be.
What if it wasn't your girlfriend, but just somebody you slept with a couple times?
Even with that, that shit get difficult too. You know what I'm saying? Especially with women, you know, So I think it's better off. We done.
So you don't have any friends that you might have slept with a couple of times, but no big deal. Maybe y'all was friends first.
I got one situation where it's like we still cool, but then it's still like from a distance. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it could work. Personally, shit, I wouldn't want my lady to be fucking with the nigga she used to fuck with. Oh, y'all still cool? Why? That's how I feel.
Right. Because it could go down again.
Exactly. once it happened, it always could happen. Period. You feel me? So.
That's true. What do you think, Stephanie?
No, I agree. I can't give a tip on how you can be friends with somebody that you slept with before, because I feel like once I don't want to sleep with somebody, I'm done with them. Like, I don't want them in my life.
What if it's business and they can make you some money?
Now, I was going to get to that. Now, I feel like when you have a person who you sleep with, right, and you guys are friends, fuck buddy, you know, somebody you work with, but you guys never had anything serious. You just slept together. You know what I mean? I feel like you can be cool, but like, I can't introduce you to my boyfriend like, oh, this is my boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, like in those situations, you could kind of tell, like if I'm around, all right, let's say I'm thinking of one person in particular. If people, like, let's say I'm with this person and a lot of people know this person, you know, and we're all together, the vibe is going to be there. You're still going to be, even though we're cool, we're not holding hands, we're not all in each other's face, the vibe is there. You could tell.
It's a little, like, flirty.
Yeah, like he's thinking it and I'm thinking it and we might be thinking about later. You know what I mean?
That's
like
how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of that. Ain't no in between. It's either...
I feel like you can't, like, you can't sleep with somebody and then be like, oh, this is my bro.
Oh, I hate when people do that.
I hate the word bro.
I hate you. Listen, I've never slept with my brother.
Right.
So you are not my bro.
You know, the fact that you said that, to me, the worst thing is when you first meet a female, say she fuck with you right away, and then now she wanna take steps backwards. It's like, nah. The second time I see you, it's like, now you want me to take you out.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, we started off just fucking. Now yeah, you want to go on a date.
Now you want to go, nah.
Dinner.
Like, we just friends.
Just now you got to court me.
Right. I didn't already gave you the pussy, so.
Now I want you to court me. That's kind of backwards.
That's what I'm saying. When you first meet somebody, you set the tone for your relationship.
All the way.
You know what I mean?
All the way.
So if you meet someone and you guys fuck without going out, nobody seeing, you know, you can't really expect for the next time.
But I mean, sometimes it does happen.
Sometimes,
but you can't. You can't be mad if it don't happen.
Right. You can't expect it to happen.
If it do happen, then blessings to y'all. But if it don't, you can't be upset that it didn't happen because you set the tone from the door.
Now, Gigi, what about you? You think that, is there a tip you can give on how to be friends with somebody you slept with a couple times?
The tip would be to start it off like that. Basically where they were coming from with it. Like, if we starting off as fuck buddies, then we always going to be fuck buddies. I'm not going to expect for you to be my nigga, maybe my man. I'm not going to expect for you to think I'm your girl.
But you can stop fucking and still be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If it was like that. Now, when you start involving feelings and relationships, then it's a whole different conversation. But as long as we kept it on some, I'm going to hit you up when I'm trying to get fucked, or I'm going to hit you up when I'm trying, you know what I mean? Then that's it. We keep it 100. We do. We keep it 100. And that's it. If that's all I need you for, then that's all I need you for. And if we cool, and that's what we cool based off of, then we can remain cool like that. Even when it's over, no hard feelings. I just don't want to fuck you no more. Maybe I got a boyfriend now, or, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I'm over your sex and I just want something different. But you ain't did nothing for me not to be your friend no more, so we still can be cool.
As long as we left it on good terms. Yeah. It was no big falling out. You ain't trying to play me.
Yeah.
We just was
but
cool.
I absolutely see nothing wrong with just having a sexual relationship. Some women see something wrong with that. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything. I mean, if that's...
But you can't be friends after, some people feel like.
I feel like when you start off, when you have sex fast, you're making it difficult to have a serious relationship.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you guys just click like that. Like, and there's a 50-50 chance that you're not going to just click like that.
Right.
You know?
Hey, but now admit this. If a girl has good pussy, you still going to want to hit her up after that.
Of
and
course.
You might want to take her out, too.
See, I stick to the script. I'm different. Like, I know other dudes, they might start doing too much, and then that's what fucks up the chemistry and what y'all first had, because then you wanna put her in a box first and then start playing with her and having her, now she meeting your mama, but you ain't serious, you know what I'm saying? So me, nah. And let me not lie. I've had that situation happen mm-hmm. where I done had something from her, and then shit, you damn right.
You liked it.
Boy, I had to be, I'm in a situation like that right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
she got you.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, and there are situations where that person could become like, shit, your spouse. Right. On some real shit.
You never know what could happen. Or you could date somebody and not have sex with them for 6 months and then it don't work out still.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You never, it could work the opposite way too.
Exactly, yeah. So.
I agree with that.
Now, Passport Cuddy, can you be friends with somebody you fucked?
If the sex wasn't good enough.
What?
If.
I won't even like you.
No, yeah.
If the dick was mediocre, you'd end up being my homeboy.
If your dick is mediocre, we can't even be friends. Right,
no, but if it's really good, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to know who else you dealing with. I don't want to know what else you doing. If I see you with another girl, I'm going to be a little jealous. So your sex has to be trash for us to continue to be really good friends.
But why? You wouldn't be mad if, because if somebody's sex is trash, I'm going to feel like you really didn't put forth the effort.
No, but they don't. Sometimes they put forth the effort, but it's just not there.
They just don't know what they do.
Sometimes it's not the sex. Sometimes it's just their dick is not big enough or good enough or wide enough or thick enough or whatever.
They don't know how to eat pussy, right?
So, yeah.
Nothing worse than a guy that don't know how to eat pussy.
It's like, you know what? You're just not my fit, but we can be good friends.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the word. When you gotta try to show a bitch, like, I don't suck dick. Fucking bitch, what is you doing?
But you know what feels good to you.
Of course. But I'm just saying, not if the bitch doing it wrong.
What is wrong? Like teeth?
What you mean wrong?
Like teeth, dry.
And she just don't know what she doing. You feel me? She just don't know what she doing.
How often does that happen, though?
Uses a pillow.
And you know when niggas say, oh, teacher, how the fuck I'm a teacher? Just try. Like, that's all
just try.
Yeah, just try. Like,
percentage wise, how many girls can't suck dick, would you say?
All right, I don't know about the percentage.
Like that you, from your own experience, like...
Too many. I ain't gonna say that. Ain't too many. Shit, we in a freaky world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of savages.
Do you come fast from getting your dick sucked? Because some guys, it take them a long time. Some guys, it's quick.
Shit, I'm long period, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Some guys can't come from getting it. I've never come
across that.
What's long?
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I've heard about that, too.
What's long?
I've had experiences where, shit, I'm there 20, 30 minutes. Babe.
Oh, that's not bad.
You feel me?
That's not too
bad. And then I done had 45 minutes, you know? And then I done had
I'm not sucking nobody's dick for no 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. For the head? 20, 30 minutes for head?
I swear to God.
I think that's a long.
Yeah, that's a long.
Absolutely.
There's been times that I'm just in the mood to suck dick.
Yeah, that's what I was sitting here thinking. Like there's times where
don't come. Like mm-hmm. don't.
But when you tell a guy, when you tell a guy don't come, it makes him want to come even more.
You switch it up on him. When you know he's about to come, you switch it up on him.
Exactly. When I know he's about to come, I get off and like you know, like you're gonna chill.
Take a breather.
You're
gonna chill, right? Calm down. And then I go back to work.
Play too much
because
with
I
people.
Think a woman.
No, like calm down now. Right. Absolutely.
Like
a woman.
Like what?
No, don't come yet.
But you know, I think a woman who likes to suck dick, you know, she's gonna want to do it like that.
That's
like,
what I'm
you
saying.
You like sucking dick?
Absolutely.
There's been a time in your life that you have sucked dick for an hour.
Absolutely.
Maybe longer than that.
But not nonstop.
I wanted to.
No, I'm taking breaks in between. But I'm not taking breaks to stop. I'm taking breaks to like catch my breath, fix my hair. You know, get my hair out my mouth.
Get the jaw a little straight.
You're supposed to like. I think ideally you should have sex and then go back to that and then have sex and then go back to that.
Yeah, that's a good round.
No, but I'm talking about
just straight head.
Yeah. Like, just because you want to do it, just because you just like it, you're in that mood.
And that's the best time, real shit. Yeah. When she just want to do it.
Yeah,
real
I don't
shit,
never want
to
do
that when you got to force it, like passport cutting.
I don't never want to do it.
You're going to make me suck your dick again.
I don't never.
She don't want to do it, and then she only want to do it for 3 minutes.
No, she don't like sucking dick.
I don't never want to do it. I do it.
Deal breaker.
I do it.
It's all the way deal. If I gotta ask you to suck my dick, we done. All the way. That should be automatic.
I agree with that. I feel like
I'm dead ass. That should be like
when you're vibing with somebody, I don't feel like he should have to ask.
If I gotta ask, I'm done.
But the first time you have sex with somebody, you don't expect her to suck your dick.
You want
the first time.
The first time. She don't got to.
They always want it.
I'll be real with you. I'm not, I know it's selfish. I'm not eating the pussy the first time I fuck you. But, I'm being real.
What about
but
the second time?
I might.
So if you expect her to suck your dick, but you're not going to eat her pussy.
Let me start lying, because I done had a bitch turn me on so crazy. Well, it was like, shit, bitch, it's first time, ham. Yeah, so I've been there.
Okay,
but that's not your norm. That's not my norm.
Nah.
Right.
I always say that guys don't eat as much pussy as girls suck dick.
Right. They
and
don't.
Guys do not eat everybody's pussy.
Although it depends, because there's some guys that do that every time you have sex.
Yeah, but if a guy says like, "Oh, I don't eat every girl pussy," I believe him, because there's so many guys that really don't, and they expect head, but they do not.
Right.
They expect it, and if you don't do it, it's a problem. But they don't do it.
What
reciprocation
about you? What about you? Do you don't like giving head? Do you expect to get your pussy eaten?
I'll be very nervous getting my pussy eaten.
Why?
No, like the first time. The first time I'll be a little nervous. Yeah, like after the first time I'm fine, but that first time I'm like a little nervous. So I just let them do it for 2 seconds just to say they did it. And then I'll be like, all right. Stop.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. It's terrible when a guy can't eat pussy good either.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That shit
so
will fuck
annoying.
Up the whole vibe. And then they think you're moving because it feels good, but you're really moving because
you're trying to, like, make it feel good.
You're trying to
like,
move, like, okay,
help.
I don't know what
you're
doing.
You're trying to help them.
Yeah.
Trying to help
them. When they're doing it, if it feels really good, then I tell them to stop also because...
You don't want
to
come.
Yeah, if I come, then we not going to be able to fuck because I can only come up.
Yes, I know. I want to come... In your mouth, and then I want your dick.
I can't have any of them back to back.
I like getting fucked after I come from getting my pussy eaten, but it's you gotta just go for it because
right.
I'm gonna say no.
Right.
I don't even want you to touch me.
Right,
because
it's sensitive. Oh,
I want your dick. Don't touch me. Just give me your dick. Don't lick on my titties. Don't
like,
lick on my neck.
So
don't.
Good.
You can kiss me and put your dick in me. That's it. Now, would you come in a girl and then eat her out?
Oh. Nah, I ain't about that life. I ain't even got no kids.
Yet. Is that snowballing too?
I ain't about that life.
That's what it's called. What is snowball?
What is it called? Snowballing is when you come in a girl's mouth. That's porn star shit. That's snowballing. Uh-oh. Is that the same thing?
No, that's not the same thing.
It's not, right?
It's lips. No, not coming in her. It's the same thing. It's lips.
Not like she got cum dripping out her mouth and nothing. She swallowed it. You're not gonna make her brush her teeth.
A snowball is when it's still there, dripping, and then he kisses her.
Some
Is it weird if you come on a girl's face and then she just goes to sleep, or do you expect her to like wash her face?
Shit, I expect her to get up and wash her face. Because I'm going to judge her off that.
Her face be stuck to the pillow.
you know what's the most surprising thing is when you don't see the cum at all. Mm-hmm. When it's just like, damn, you expect her to spit it out. Like, what's going on? Yeah. And she like, what?
You expect women to spit it out?
No, I'm just saying, like,
when you have past experiences
when the woman just always ready
run
to spit
to the bathroom or spitting it out.
And then you got the savage, you talking to her, you like, damn, you good? And she talk right back. Because she already swallowed it. It's gone. That's the best situation.
Does it matter to you if a girl spits? Is that a turn off or does it not matter?
No, I don't care, man. I'm good once I'm good.
Right.
Once I come, I don't give a fuck what you do with it. You can put that bit in your hair. You can do what the fuck you want with it, bitch.
I'll hold it right here. It's yours now.
I'm good.
Alex holds it under her tongue. I'll hold it right here and then walk to the bathroom.
What if
it's a lot, though?
I hold it. No, you just gotta hold it on under there. Because I don't want it to touch the top of my tongue.
But what if it's a whole lot and it won't fit under there?
It's never that much. Because some get, I don't know.
You don't know where it goes. I just hold it
and then waltz to the bathroom.
No, but you'd be surprised if you just put the dick in the back of your throat when he's coming.
You won't taste it.
Never.
I don't even let it go. That's the way to do it.
Get the dick so far back in your throat that when he comes, it shoots right down your throat. You don't even know what's going on. You don't taste it. You just feel the throbbing. And then it's no more cum.
Or you could always give him the sugar cum. And it can taste really good.
Sugar cum.
What that is?
Some pills so that your cum can taste good.
Sugar cum out of her pocket.
Sugar cum. I ain't into all them gadgets and shit.
It's not a gadget.
It's a vitamin.
It's a vitamin. Because you know,
it's an all natural vitamin.
Bitches be having like all this gel and shit. I'm into tying you up. All that type of shit, but I'm talking about like the creams.
I don't like KY jelly.
Man, I don't want none of that shit.
So you don't do anal. Because you kind of need that for anal.
I have, but it's not something I...
Because you can't go in the ass dry.
It ain't something I care for.
Right.
Yeah.
You just did it for her.
I've never...
I guess.
Used lube for anal.
You never used lube for anal.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't have anal dry.
It wasn't dry.
If your butt is wet, that's a problem. That's a whole other issue.
No, it's weird. I don't know.
Did he spit on it?
Did he toss your salad first?
Yeah. How was your asshole licking on you? If he was sucking out your booty hole first, then of course you don't need no damn lube.
But I never.
I still need lube. Fuck that. My asshole is like virgin asshole. That thing is too tight.
And I don't do it. Like, it's not like something I do. But the
that's especially
that I
why I would think you would need to.
I don't know.
Some type of slip and slide.
I guess it was like just wet from.
When you get turned on?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Not from my ass.
It probably dripped down from your pussy.
Yeah, it probably was like some juice that came down from
Now, I wanted to ask you guys about this. I'm sure y'all all saw the Instagram after the Cavaliers won that Rihanna put up, which she called LeBron Bae. And a lot of people had issues with that. Now, is it ever okay to call a married man bae and post his picture?
It depends on who you are. I think that's a case-by-case situation.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
We all know that she was just joking, but, you know, someone can get the wrong impression of what she said and how she said it and take it the wrong way. And I just hope that Savannah didn't take it the wrong way, because I'm sure Rihanna didn't mean it like that. Mm-hmm. But it just looks like, what?
She might
have. I was just going to say that. We don't know that for sure.
Well, we don't know, but we're going to assume that she didn't mean it like that. Hence the whole LOL and, you know.
That disrespectful, right?
Like, as a man, would you feel like, oh, man, why did she do that?
I'm like, bitch, why are you making me hot? Yeah. Like, depending on who it is, because then you know, even with me being on the show, mm-hmm. shit, I get man crush Mondays, and that ain't none of my control. You right. feel me? You know.
So yeah, that's another thing. You but it's not somebody, so but it's somebody that you know that you've been in contact with.
No, don't give me. Yeah, but see, that's right. But again, that's different because I done had girls that I messed with before. From my past, and then it's like, nah, you doing shit like that. Like, we don't fuck with, don't try to make right. it seem like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So, like she said, it depends on who it is.
Yeah, I feel like if you're, I think celebrity to celebrity is a little awkward.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's awkward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, now, I feel fan like to celebrity is different. People who aren't entertained, fan to exactly. celebrity is different, married or not. You know what I mean?
I agree, because it was 1,000 bitches posting right. Bae. 1,000, yeah, but her stood out because she's Rihanna. She like to be naked. Nigga know she a savage. I love Riri. Shit, I like, you feel me? So I think also too is because who she is. You know.
Would you have to give your man a pass for Rihanna? I mean.
I wouldn't give
no. Thank you. I was about to say, what type of...
No.
Boy, some people feel like, I mean...
I'm about to say, though, what you, listen.
Some girls pass. Is on there like, well, it's Rihanna.
No, I would go kill myself.
I ain't giving my bitch a pass for Jay. You crazy?
The only woman who would get a pass posting my man would be like Mother Mary.
So no, none like of your friends.
Her. I like her.
What about you, Gigi? I'm sure some of your friends, everybody know your man.
They don't call him bae. If anything, they call him bro.
Yeah, bro. What up, bro?
Yeah.
But what if somebody posted him bae LOL though, with the LOL at the end?
Again, it depends on who it is.
Right.
If it was Rihanna, I would think she's playing. She don't want my man.
And that's the main thing here. We're all like, she don't want my man.
Yeah. But I mean,
you never know. People just be regular with money. You know, they
now let me tell you, there
people.
Is this woman on his Instagram that posts comments. Like bae comments and heart eyes and I wish I knew you, I wish I could meet you, I wish I could be your woman, like type shit. And I look at it and laugh because like, really bitch? Like,
is she cute? But what if she was cute?
Now if she was cute, I would block her. I would go in his phone and I would just block her.
So you were intimidated by the fact she bad.
Who, this lady?
You know, I'm just saying, no, if she was bad. That's when it matters.
I
matter.
Mean, well, I would probably block or a bagger. It depends on how I felt. But
block or a bagger. There you go.
It depends on how
everybody
I felt.
Everybody different.
We'll teach you a lesson.
Yeah. Oh, you want to be bae, bitch? You are bae. Come here.
Now, what about you? Cass Square Cuddy. Somebody post your man and put bae.
That doesn't happen so many times.
I'm about to say it. Because he cheats.
Lord Jesus. Oh, goodness. Yeah. It's just been stressful.
So that happens in real life, in real time.
That happens
so how do you handle that?
I was
she
fighting.
Beat him up.
I was going to say, I was fighting.
Now listen, like, if you got to fight over your man, don't you feel like he should make sure you don't be in those situations?
Of course. I was younger though, so I was just like going crazy, trying to protect something that couldn't even be protected. Mm-hmm. But now I just be like, I don't care.
You don't care?
No, not like that. Like, if that's what you want to do, it hasn't happened recently. Mm-hmm. But if it was to happen now that I'm older, I would definitely be like, please go be with her. She wants you to be bae. Like, I don't want to be with you. Like, I would not do that. If it was somebody like Rihanna, I'd be like, please be with her anyway, right. Because it's her.
Get us some tickets to the concert.
Right. But I've gone through that for a long time, but it was like real personal and serious. I was going crazy.
Now, another thing that I saw was obviously people did a lot of memes about Kalani. You know, because of Kyrie Irving, and now he done won the championship. And she actually posted to him as well, you know, congratulations, I love you, and all of that. But she first had deleted her Instagram. Now, have you ever been with somebody and after y'all broke up, she ended up doing way better and you kind of felt bad?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I've been there. Hell yeah. I left some hearts broken. So, hell yeah. I used to fuck with this stylist, and I see her now. She
popping.
All the way lit.
Right.
You feel me? Well, shit, I'm lit too, so we good. But
still.
But still, like, it's dope to see her do better. But then it was like, damn, You feel me? At the same time,
we could have been a power couple.
Do you ever hit her up and be like, "Yo, congrats"?
Nah, man, because
you ain't hit it with the "Hey, big head" in the DM.
Hey, big head. Yeah, nah. Sometimes you just gotta leave it alone. You feel me? So leave that shit alone. You know? I ain't fuck with her after that. Just let her be. Cause I know what I did. So, shit, you deserve all this happiness. For real. Like, for real.
What about somebody doing really bad after you break up? They look terrible. Karma.
I'm a savage. I'll be like, man, fuck that bitch. Straight. I'm being honest.
You ever had to deny the pussy? Like, she looks so bad. You'd be like, nah, I ain't no fucker.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you lied on your dick.
Man, one time, I met a bitch. Her pictures lie all the way. When I tell you...
She was a catfish?
Bruh, catfish. They made that show for her. I'm talking about when she came, I just couldn't believe it was like the same person.
Wow.
You feel me? And me, I don't know how to... Like, I look stupid lying. You feel me? You could tell right away. So I only knew how to be real with her. I was like, man, this ain't gonna work. She's like, what? What you mean? And I felt bad about that shit a few days later.
Was it her angles and that she took the pictures, or was it Photoshop?
You know what it was? It was a learning lesson. When they won't show everything, just know
you
it's
should
for
see
a reason.
Their hair from
yeah,
this
it's listen, for a reason,
if
boy.
If you get a picture and it's from here to here,
it's for a reason.
If it's like this, they fat.
If it's from up above,
or if it's only
like
from
this,
head to titty,
fat and titties like this.
And I dead ass had to ask myself when I look back on her page. I'm like, yeah, you a dumb nigga. Cause I studied her page. I'm like, bro, I've seen her body probably twice. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. In a blurry picture.
A blurry picture or an old picture. She's moving. She's still skinny.
By 17.
Right.
Around that time. No, so that don't count.
And you felt bad about it?
I felt bad about it cause the way I did it. Cause I ain't even gonna lie. The way I wouldn't want nobody to do that to nobody I know.
But she had to know she catfished you though.
She did. She had to know
there was a chance that she was going to show.
People tell me I look like Janet Jackson.
You know what I'm saying? She did, but I ain't going to lie. A few days later, I replayed the scenario. She popped up at the crib. I popped down. Like, matter of fact, I met her
you
by...
You hid?
Nah, matter of fact, I ain't even want her to know where I stayed. So I had meet her. I met her, like, by a little juice bar by my crib. Mm-hmm. Went, and when she popped up, she already seen me. So when I seen her, I was finna poop, turn around, boom, out of there. But she seen me already. So she started approaching me. And boy, I hit it. Listen, I gotta go. Listen, man, my bad, wrong time. You feel me? And I felt bad as fuck after that.
She knew though, because she was catfishing
bad
for years.
Catfishing yeah. you with a
nah,
FedEx.
She did. No, you know, like I said, because I just left her right there, like right literally on the street. You feel me? And I went ahead by my business, but it was a learning lesson.
That's
man.
Good. You're not gonna do that no more.
Never again. Mm-hmm. Never
yeah,
again.
You gotta
I'm
hit
only,
the girl with. This,
yeah, right now I'm straight. I got a little shouted, but if I was to meet anybody, it gotta be in person.
Right.
Feel me?
FaceTime,
that
anybody.
Internet
anybody.
Shit,
Let me
that
see.
Internet shit, that shit.
Too risque.
All the way. All the way.
Now, Stephanie, you ever been with a guy and he start doing way better after y'all broke up?
No. After a guy leaves me, that's his worst mistake he ever made. I'm serious. Like, all my exes, with the exception of my son's father, because he's a hardworking man, like, they always... They
decline.
They decline. They always get worse. Like, they don't start looking better with age. They don't do nothing special. Like...
They haven't been successful.
I'm the one that guys, you know, slept on, and then it's like, oh, shit. What's up, big head?
You get those DMs.
Yeah, nah. I haven't, like, I can't really think of somebody that I was with before and later on they're doing way better than before. I think I usually get them in their prime. Mm-hmm.
And then you destroy them.
And then I just destroy them.
Damn.
Finish
them. Give them the best sex they ever had and then bite their head off.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
I can't.
I used to be 400 pounds, so... Mate. For me, nah. It's like living two different lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember how bitches treat a nigga when you fat. Like, real shit.
Exactly.
Oh, some real shit. Right. You know, yeah, you see the fat fly niggas with the bitches, and I was one of those too, but I be sitting here lying, and if I say it's any comparison.
It's a whole new world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did your dick get bigger? They always say when you lose weight, your dick gets bigger.
My dick got way bigger. Nah, it's true, though. My dick got way bigger.
Or it's just bigger in proportion to the rest.
Nah, it got way bigger. Like, real shit, though.
that's incentive enough for a man to lose weight.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, but I'm being honest, though. It's true. Like, everything.
How does that happen? Because they say that the weight presses down on the gland that allows it to expand.
Definitely.
Like to grow.
It's so to the point where I was losing so much weight. Pressure.
That's why skinny niggas have dicks.
I didn't even know I had a bone right here.
I know some skinny niggas or something.
You hit bones? You ain't know they was there.
Man, I ain't even know I had these bones right here. I was ready to go to the doctor.
Yeah, clavicle.
I thought something was wrong. I'm telling you.
Wow.
For real.
So how did you lose that much weight?
Just changing the way I eat.
See?
And
where you from? You from the South?
Yeah, I'm from Florida.
Florida.
So I work out, you know, 5-6 days a week.
How did you get so big in the first place, though? Just eating a lot?
Well, I'm Haitian. So we eat nothing but rice. You feel me? So from 7, 8 years old, that's all I ate. Rice. You know, so at the time, that shit piled on.
And drinking too, maybe?
Well, no, I ain't really no drinker like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't really never had that problem. It was shit, if anything, drinking soda and shit like that.
Right.
And all them Kool-Aids and
sugar.
Yeah,
sugar.
You could literally pour on pounds. That's what most people don't understand.
Yeah, people don't count the calories and the stuff that they're drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
They worry about what they're eating and not worry about what they're drinking.
Yeah,
when you should be worried about
you probably got way more stamina now, too.
Oh, hell, boy. Nah, for real, though, I've been told I fucked too long. For real, like, nigga, this is annoying.
You knew and improved after you lost that weight.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Gigi? You got any exes that they did way better after you broke up with them? And you was like, damn.
All my exes is dead or in jail. Y'all already know that.
Somebody did say, why all Gigi's exes dead?
It's not my fault. I only killed one, and I really didn't kill them. That's just a joke that's inside joke that's between us. He passed away because he had a heart attack, but we joke and say I killed him because he had a heart attack while we was having sex. My ex, my other ex that passed away is my daughter's father. He passed away very tragically, and I never joke about that.
Right.
It just so happened that would make number two of my exes that are no longer with us. It's not even just exes. I have a couple of niggas that I just was like fucking that passed away as well. I don't know. I might be the back widow. However, my exes, let me see, jail. I got one ex that is probably still around and doing okay, but I don't care because I'm doing okay too.
Right.
And he
deadly.
Was doing okay. When I met him, he was a retired baseball player. And then when we were together, he opened up a car service business in Atlanta. So the car service business at this point is doing very well.
Oh, that's good.
I broke up with him because he had a baby while we were together, and you know his son is doing good, and his, you know, he's okay with his life, and I'm happy for him.
Grudge.
But it does not hold. I don't care.
I always say that too, because I tell people you cannot be friends with your ex right when y'all first break up. Maybe later on down the line, like after a year when you over it, and
if you friends with your ex, y'all still fucking, and that's the only reason why y'all friends is because y'all still fucking.
Right. I always tell
immediately
you gotta stop.
Yeah, no, real shit though. It's still.
No, I have to admit, when my son's father and I broke up, we were arch enemies. Like, we hated each other. We would kill each other.
Not for fucking though.
But once we started having sex again in between here and there, that's when things got a little better. Then we stopped having sex. It got a little bad. And now we're
it's
friends.
It's complicated.
Many years later.
That's what I'm saying. You cannot be friends right away.
Right away.
Nah.
Wouldn't you agree,
impossible.
Passport Cuddy? Are you friends with any of your exes right away? Or you had to wait?
Yeah, had to wait. But they was not, I mean, they actually all, they're not doing better than me, but they're doing better than they were
themselves.
Doing.
Right.
That's good.
So I kind of like upgraded them. And then they were like, why would you leave me if I'm doing better now? And I'm like, I'll make another you. I don't care.
Damn.
Are there
shit?
Any of your exes that God. Could call you and you would help them out?
Ooh, that's a good question. Me, I don't know, but I remember back when I had broken up with my boyfriend several years ago. He needed to move out into his own apartment, and I was young at the time, so I didn't even have any credentials to help him, but my grandmother co-signed for his apartment.
Damn.
For him. I was like, whatever to get him out the fuck out of here, because I just don't want to be with him no more.
Did he fuck up her credit?
No, he actually has been doing very good since then.
Oh, that's good. That's a risky thing, man. I don't be playing around with my credit.
Me either. But my grandmother,
I played around with my credit when I was in my 20s in the stripper because I didn't care about credit because I had money. So I'm like, I make money every day. Fuck that credit. They can put this shit on my credit. I don't need no fucking credit. Cash talk, money talk, you know. But as I got older and when I stopped dancing and then as I got older, I'm really, really serious about my credit. And I'm very proud to say that when I go on credit card, my shit is in the green.
I'm not very co-signing. I can't find nobody.
Bro, you can't, man. That's your name.
I don't want us to not be friends no more. Because if I co-sign something, listen, one reason that you might not be friends with somebody or be cool with them is over money.
Bad business.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Money I won't fuck with you if we do bad business. If you... Whether shit, I can't fuck with you at all. Like, and sometimes you can't even do business with your spouse all the time,
right?
Because that might fuck up the relationship.
Now, listen, I had a big argument at work about this the other day, right? Me, Charlamagne, and Envy, because I was saying it's hard to date a person, whether it's a, you know, you're dating another guy or you're dating a girl or whatever. It's hard if they're not doing well and they're broke, because not just that they don't have money, but because of their spirit. A lot of times, guys that aren't doing well, they are very depressed. They're very down. They're not easy to be around. They don't feel so great about themselves. Same
girls
things
too.
With women. Yeah.
Girls too.
You date a girl and she's not doing so good and she's broke. She don't have no job. It's not necessarily the fact that they don't have a job. It could be just that they feel defeated. Yeah. They have an attitude.
Yeah.
They, you know.
They make you feel bad about doing well.
But they said you should stick it through.
It depends.
And be with somebody.
It depends. Stick it
through. That's a case-by-case scenario.
No, I feel like you being around somebody like that, that's like cancer. You're going to infect yourself.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Misery loves company.
A miserable likes miserable. So if you find yourself with a miserable person all the time because they're not doing well financially, that's why I like to be with people who are successful, not only dating as my friends, just because, you know, likes. And, you know, if you want to get, it's not because I want their money. I don't want anything from them. I want to get my own. But that energy is
positive energy. Yeah, you surround yourself with positive people, you're going to have a positive outlook.
And even, I'm not even saying you got to have a lot of money. I'm just saying you got to be ambitious and hardworking and get up and get out. Even if you're not making a lot, but you could pay your bills, you know, and you're just getting by, that's all good.
I help you. I done been fucked up and... My shoulder held me down.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And now I'm in a better place. And I don't know about how other niggas operate, but me, she always gonna be straight.
Cause she was
always gonna be. No matter if I fuck up or she gotta leave me. You feel me? Cause she gonna always be 100 good. Cause she held me down when I was fucked up.
Right.
You feel me? So that gotta vouch for something. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's. It depends. It really, really depends on the situation.
Because if you were treating her fucked up and everything.
No, but I also think if she met me and I was washing dishes, and I was making $8 an hour with really nothing else going on, then yeah, her reaction might have been different.
Right.
But to see somebody like me that's young, that's driven, that's out here in a whole different city trying to do what I'm doing, she said to herself, like, hold on, this nigga got potential. I'm going to stand by him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You feel me? And so it go either way. It go either way because she was the person that brought me in a good spirit to be the nigga I am right now on some real shit.
Right. That's great.
So it take a certain type of woman to even do that. It take a certain type of nigga to even do that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got they. You feel me?
So. How long is too long to do that? How long is too long to hold somebody down though? Because I've held people down. While they didn't have it. But then I have not had good experiences with that. I felt like I've been with people who had money. They fell. I held it down. But they got too comfortable. Mm-hmm. And they went from being grateful to now expecting
taking it for granted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like before it was like, oh, you don't got it like that? Okay, I'll pay. Or I'll buy you, you know, I'll give them a gift. And then now the next thing is like, oh,
this I want this.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I seen some stuff I
right?
want.
Right, like, and I'm looking exactly. like, hold up, that's
well,
me.
Well, see, you better but get that's a not job. A man, though. But that's right. not a man, though. That ain't
but when
a man.
You do too much, that's why I learned moderation because I probably spoiled them so bad that I tarnished them.
On one hand, you don't want them to feel bad asking you for something.
And you just was dealing with leeches, you feel me? Because the person
but they
like
weren't
me,
like that initially. I think
it's
you
always
can
like
turn
that at
somebody
first.
Like
it's
that
always like that at first.
Spoil.
Nah, they was like that at first. They hit it. They hit it until they got comfortable. Trust me, they was like that from the dough.
No,
they
but I mean like
it.
When they was doing when they were doing for me.
Oh, okay.
They were doing for me at first, then fell, didn't have the money, and then I tried to pick up the slack.
Nigga could become that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. then when I left they ass, now they back up and they be trying to get back.
But what is too long to hold somebody down?
That's what I'm saying. It really depends. Like, you got, to me, it matters on the person's action. Man or woman, it matters on their actions. Like, shit, you can't be in, if I am holding you down, you got to be making some type of effort.
Right, do something. Get out the house.
Us.
Trying to work,
to help
be
us.
Ambitious.
That's one thing. You know, it's crazy because she was holding me down, but I ain't never stayed with her. Still had my own shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I ain't never stayed with her. You know what I'm saying? I still had my own place. Still did everything. It's just, you know, her being a crutch that was there for me when I needed it.
Right.
But
somebody
I still
to
had
talk
my own
to,
apartment.
Somebody you knew.
She still got her own shit. I ain't lean on her that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So
I
just the
understand.
Fact that she was there when you needed
exactly,
her. Counted.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. what counted. You know what I mean? So I ain't saying carry a nigga. That's crazy. You can't carry nobody but your son. You feel me? So...
Now, have you ever had an injury during sex? Today's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Audible.com. Now, you know we love reading here at Lip Service, but mm-hmm. it's hard to fit in time to catch up on the ones we absolutely have to when you're so busy. That's where Audible.com comes in. You can get audiobooks and listen to those books that you've been meaning to read while on the go. Now, you know I love an autobiography. I love a self-help book, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important. I actually was just reading and listening to Bobby Brown's book. I don't know if y'all had a chance to check up on that yet. You know.
Listen to them at the gym, during your commute, or on your lunch break, anytime you want. Audible.com provides over 250,000 titles from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. The app is free. It works on all Apple devices and even Android and Windows Phone.
And unlike streaming or rental services, with Audible, you'll own your books. So you can access your books anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone.
Oh, hey now. What's the last book you had, Stephanie, on Audible?
50 Shades of Grey. I missed that. I missed that time when everybody was going crazy over it. So I bought it on Audible. It was kinky. I don't think as kinky as Lip Service, but it was kinky.
Listen, it goes hand in hand. We appreciate you, Audible. Nothing like hearing the sex.
Just for Lip Service listeners, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. Go to audible.com/Angela today and start your free trial right now. Again, show your support for Lip Service and get a free trial right now at audible.com/Angela.
Now, have you ever had an injury during sex?
Cramps. Cramps is injuries.
Charlie horse.
Cramps is injuries.
I definitely had a cramp.
Yes. It split a little.
Your vagina?
Yes. It was
Who
too big.
Who the fuck were you with?
I was...
He gave you a episiotomy.
What's his Instagram?
Actually, he don't even got one, but me and him used to have sex, and then afterwards, I started, like... discharging out, but it wasn't really from my vagina, but it was like I had like this, it was just weird.
You had a discharge,
right? So
but then, not from your vagina?
No, like because it was like below, it was just crazy. So I went to the doctor.
Ow.
And when I went to the doctor, she looked she was like, you're split a little bit. So it was like trying to heal, but you know, it's kind of warm and wet down there. So it couldn't really heal because...
And you can't put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, so then like she said, I was like, so what I gotta do? She was like, slow down next time. Yeah. And I was like, what? I was young. I was like 20 or 21. And I remember I just really, because it was like trying to self-heal.
Nah, I bet you
cleanse.
Couldn't suck that dick.
No, he didn't even like getting head.
Probably because your teeth was all on.
No, I never had to suck his dick.
Oh, you probably loved him.
I did. That's how I got so spoiled and not wanting to do it, because I was with him for so long. He used to be like, I don't want nothing that... I only want what I know a woman could give me, which is pussy. I don't want no girl sucking my dick. I don't want to fuck nobody in the ass. Cause what's the difference between a guy and a girl doing that shit? No, thank you.
He from the '60s.
he
from the '60s.
No, he did.
Oh,
he did so good. So he's like top two.
Right, I know those.
Top two. She got top two. So he's second.
This counts as an injury. But one time, this guy, he has a really big dick. He was fucking me, and I just felt my pussy, like, really wet. And I'm like, damn, babe, you got my pussy so wet. And he looks and he's like, yo, you're bleeding. So I'm like, how? I can't be bleeding. I'm not due for my period for like 2 weeks. Like, this is impossible. So I bled. I bled the whole night. And then the next day it stopped.
Ow.
And what I went to the doctor.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't hurt.
Girls are quick to go to the doctor, aren't we?
I went to the doctor the next day. The day after, like, not that day that I woke up, the day after that. And the doctor was just like, you know, slow down.
Slow down.
That's the tip of the day.
Slow down. Today's tip, slow down.
The pussy is fragile. That thing is like a Fabergé egg. You got to be gentle with the pussy. Yeah.
One time I was having sex and I think, like, you ever have sex with somebody and they take their dick out and they put it back in and an air gets like trapped in you and it makes your stomach hurt? Oh my God, my stomach was hurt so bad I couldn't go anywhere.
It's like they pumping a basketball.
Right. They take it out, they put it back in, and then air gets in your stomach or something. And then
it causes like a
I was
cramp,
in so much like pain. Gas. Yeah. I was like doubled over in the fetal position for like an hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really an injury.
I thought he KO'd you. He really hurt you.
I was like, I just want to like
fart.
Pussy fart or something and get it out of me. I don't know what you can do for that.
That nigga thought he KO'd you.
Man, you got to like press on that area and like push the bubble out and fart through your pussy.
Man, that's why they tell you you can't have sex and then take it out and put it back in like that because this shit hurt.
My friend said that she was having sex the other night and the fan was on.
Oh, I hate that shit.
And it kept drying
everything.
And I was like, really?
You cannot have sex with the fan on. That ceiling fan dries that shit
all the way up. She don't got no AC? No, I'm playing with you.
They live in the Bronx.
You said no, they live in the Bronx.
My pussy always dried up from the ceiling fan.
They got the window shits. They got the window shits.
The fan too. Nah, it's one of those fans you put in the middle of the room. You know,
oh, the oscillating fan.
Yeah,
you got to turn that fan off and just be sweaty.
Mm-hmm. It just dries everything.
Personally, I like to have sweaty sex too.
That's the best.
It make you feel like you.
I don't got red edges, so not to me.
Hot.
Sweaty.
I like
taking
my hand and feeling the sweat on his back and then putting the hand on my face.
Okay, I don't do that.
That's what y'all got good hair.
Look, this is what y'all got good hair.
Yeah, no. Girls with good hair like all of that shower sweaty shit. No. I'm like, when am I getting my hair done again?
No,
like,
you're just being scary. You could do it.
You got your hair, though. You be having sex with a bonnet on?
No, you gotta like hang your head off the bed so it could get
like
some air.
I like sex in the shower too. I can't do that. I wet my hair a lot.
Every time I have sex in the shower, we can never stay in
it
the shower.
It feels like I'm gonna die.
Like, I don't know you gotta shower, eventually shower get out.
It sounds good, and the idea it of it is nice.
Good,
but it's like having sex in the ocean.
It looks good.
It's cool. It's cool.
This guy, he has the shower and it has like a whole bunch of shower heads and it's like we'll leave the light on and we just look mad good with that water dripping on us.
But does it feel as good as if you're having sex in the... Because having sex in the shower is overrated.
It really is. Thank you.
If it's a big ass shower with a bench, there's a lot of things you can do. If it's one of them showers where you can get out of the water and still be in the shower, then it's
or you ever had an
like
outdoor shower?
Oh yeah, outdoor shower.
No, and you know, it's nice to be up on a wall having sex, but I think I like it more like to be down on my knees and the water be dripping and I'm like sucking.
That hurts,
Yeah.
And then your knees start hurting and you'd be like, okay, can we move to somewhere else?
Nah, I don't think I feel pain when I'm sucking dick.
That's a quotable.
Yeah.
Boy.
She's a superhero and when she's sucking dick, a force shield goes around her.
I could be on the floor.
See, that's
when
you see
she
enjoy it.
I get up and I got bruises on my knees.
But it didn't hurt while you was doing it.
Yeah.
Your adrenaline's going. You know what else is overrated? Sex in the bathtub. Like you ever
you should not have sex in a bathtub.
Tomorrow,
it's so bad for the pussy.
All that shit is overrated.
That's bad for
it's
the
so
pussy.
Overrated. You try to have like a bubble
I
bath.
Do not want dirty.
Listen,
you do not want dirty ass skin cell bath water from you and him up in your vagina.
Me and my dude cannot fit in that bathtub.
That's why Beyonce said fill the tub up halfway. and ride it with my surfboard.
No.
Because then she's staying on top of the water and it's not really getting in the vagina.
I don't know. I'm from New York City. When you went to the public pool when you were a kid, they would make you take a shower before you get in the pool.
Yeah.
It's the same rule with bathtubs.
You take a shower first.
Take a shower, put the soap, clean yourself, and then get in the bathtub.
See, I would do all of that if I had planned on having sex in the tub.
I love taking a bath.
But when I'm taking a bath. Sometimes I might take a shower afterwards. Like if I'm in a tub and I got
Yeah, you're supposed to shower after my bath.
One or the other.
Yeah, then I'm gonna want to get in a tub to like rinse all of that off of me.
My tub is not big enough.
My tub is huge. I'll be in that bitch.
Yeah, my tub is not big enough for that.
I don't care for the shower sex anyway. So.
I got a big ass tub, so but now, it's not as big as G's.
I want to talk to Passport Cuddy about this blog that she wrote about where to meet guys, because people were getting upset about it, right? She was listing different places where you can meet guys and what it means if you meet them there.
Yeah.
So you said Home Depot. What kind of guys do you meet at Home Depot?
The ones that want to marry you and build you a house.
Except that they're already married.
Right. They already married. But if you ever feeling down or ugly or
go
have some low self-esteem,
go to Home Depot.
You go to Home Depot.
Every man in there be like, damn. Hey, how you doing?
What?
Hello.
Hang out
by the wood.
Yeah. Right. What is a beautiful woman
think
like
about,
you
when you go to Home Depot, it's all men at Home Depot. It's all men at Home Depot. So when they see a woman, and especially an attractive woman, they lose their mind because they're not expecting to go in the Home Depot.
You
go and
get
see
dressed
no
up, put on your little tiny ass shorts, and go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
And they're gonna say, "What is a beautiful woman like you doing here alone? Where's your husband?"
Be like, "I'm looking for a hammer."
Oh, wait,
then you gotta say, "I'm looking for a hammer."
They always, "Where's your husband?" I'm like, okay.
Now, what do you think if you had to give women advice, Chapazo, on where to meet a man? Where would you say some good places to meet a man?
Probably.
Like, where do you be at? Where do your friends be at that you could be like, okay, if you want to meet a man, not at the club, but...
Yeah, I was going to say shit. I be in the club a lot, so I probably stick to Home Depot.
What's the other places you need?
Okay, let's do this. What would you think for us as far as if we met a guy somewhere, what that would say about him? So one of the places was a grocery store. What do you think about the guys that are in grocery stores?
What does that mean about you? You hungry?
Listen, I probably know a few niggas that's in the grocery store. Shout out to y'all. You feel me? So, but if you meet a guy in the grocery store, you might get a nice guy, but you might not get somebody that's ready. You feel me? Because he work in the grocery store.
No, that you meet him in the grocery store.
About, okay, well, he might be a type of guy that's independent, that got his own crib.
Yeah,
that,
he about you know, to like make himself a bachelor.
Because, shit, you might see me in the grocery store all the time buying my own shit.
Now, Alex, what did you say that meant?
I said that meant that he probably got kids. And you better look in the shopping cart because he might have some juicy juice in there.
That's
he
true.
Might be going to, like, he probably got a whole family.
Or he also might be single.
Yeah, exactly.
I have my homeboy Jig. Exactly. Y'all might know Jig in Atlanta with the big beard. He cut hair. He worked for BET. He from Philly. Mm-hmm. We like family. He kind of like helped raise me. Like, I know him for a very long time. Anyway, I follow him on Snapchat and he cooks for himself. He's a bachelor, single bachelor. Right. He has a good job. And he cooks for himself, and he's always going grocery shopping. So when you said grocery store, I thought of somebody like him, a guy that's a bachelor with a good job that know how to cook, and he in there buying what he about to make for his bomb ass dinner for the night.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking about a guy who using somebody EBT card
to buy his kids some juicy juice.
See, that's the difference. Let me tell you something. By the way, I discovered this thing, Blue Apron. Y'all ever heard of it?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Man. So basically, right, they send you all the ingredients to make different things, and you can get it as often as you want for however many people. So they send you all the ingredients so you don't have to go to the supermarket, mm-hmm. and then you make it. They send you the instructions on how to make it and everything. So, and it comes out really good. I just did it last week. Just a little tip for all of you people. It's Blue Apron.
Okay.
There's a couple of those different.
We made some Peruvian rub chicken. So it comes with like the chicken, it's all like fresh ingredients, and then it tells you how to make the rub to put on it, and it comes with everything, and you just make
the
potatoes,
the
green beans, everything that you need.
And it was good.
And it gives you the recipe.
It was so good.
Yes,
that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying for everybody that's out there working, and it's good too if you want to cook for somebody because it's
and
for
don't
like,
really know how to cook,
right?
Because it tells you how to do it step by step, and it gives
and it
you
gives
all
you
the
everything. So
and they send it to your house, so you never even have to leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to look in the garbage bag for the what is it?
Blue apron.
Yeah,
for the Blue Apron box.
Blue Apron.
Can your woman cook?
Yeah.
How important is that?
It's super important to me. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
She, a woman, I coming from big. The South, women like better know how to cook.
Yeah, I was
but
big.
But now she
I
make like healthy meals, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, no more, you know, all that rice and shit every day. It's, you know, cabbage and chicken. Mm-hmm. You feel mm-hmm. me? Like, earlier I had, like, a chicken wrap.
You feel me? There you go.
That's
it. Yeah, that's healthy.
Yeah.
So what about the work? I don't know. I've never been with somebody at work. Well, I'm lying, but that was like 16 years
Somebody old. That you work with.
Yeah.
Have I don't think the only time I ever dated somebody I worked with was when we all worked at Macy's when I was in high school, and he ended up stealing stuff, and I saw security walk him out.
Oh, damn.
You broke up with him then?
Yes, we broke up after that. It's embarrassing. But he got escorted out because he was stealing. What? But everybody was stealing. We was in high school, so he got caught.
The only time I ever dated somebody from work is when I had a sugar daddy I met in a strip club.
Did he try to make you leave?
No.
He was fine with it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he was married.
Did y'all see that woman on World Star that's a sugar baby and she has sugar daddies?
Yes.
And she said that she's made over $1 million with guys just paying for her for everything.
She don't look like it.
And she has her kids on there talking about, oh, they're going to be sugar babies too when they grow up.
Yeah,
oh,
sure. Yeah.
She looked crazy too.
For real?
She looked
crazy. But I believe
crazy.
It though. Those it's be the ones, it's though. A lot of dudes, out, man.
They always like the crazy
the shit
ones.
I see, the shit, like especially when I go out of town and the shit I see niggas do, like, especially with the bitches. Damn. That shit be crazy, like mind blowing. So I believe it. And I seen the woman you talking about. When I first seen her, I was like, who's paying for what?
Right.
Right.
You feel me? But
she had a nice
then I
house.
Had to really think about how niggas are. Yeah, niggas paying for that.
Do you ever give your friends advice on their relationships? Do they come to you? Do you not talk about stuff like
see
that?
See, the thing is, I'll be real with you, right? Like, me and my shawty, we fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's everything is... So, I ain't no super relationship guy. I'm new to this shit, too. You feel me? I be fucking up and, you know what I'm saying? So, definitely don't come to me with that shit. I might give you the wrong advice.
Because I was wondering, who do guys talk to when y'all need advice? Like, who do you
talk
to?
Somebody that's been in it longer. That's all I can
so like
really
an
say.
Uncle
somebody
father.
That's been in it longer. Like, I got my brother, he been with his shawty, like 12 years.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
so
that's
you
somebody,
go to somebody you know have the
I
experience.
Can holler at. You know, that's somebody I can holler at. Shit, the VP, Shy, he been with his wife 17, what? Something like that? 18 years. You feel me? So we all still know somebody like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? That we can holler at. But for me, like, as niggas, it be hard because. We all, bitch, whether we 45, 55, 25, niggas all got the same mindset.
Yeah.
You feel me? So,
a 22-year-old.
You know what I'm saying? All they can do
right,
is tell you how to.
The
all they can really do is
no,
tell you how to.
I want a 22-year-old.
Make it better. That's really it.
Was your girl like, damn, you got skinny, you tried to get cute and get
see,
on fly?
See, the shawty I mess with right now, I wasn't with her.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I wasn't with her. The girl that I was with at the time, she was for it at first. Go, let's go. You losing this weight. Good. You know what I'm saying? But after I lost 50 pounds, now we coming out the same block. She started seeing girls looking and shit. She could not take it.
Right.
She couldn't take that shit. They're like, oh, now you losing too much weight. Like she, for real though, she became like, it's jealousy. She
right.
became jealous.
She got a little bitter about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all the way. After, and then when I lost 100 pounds, she was like, oh, nah, that's it. You need to stop. Then I lost another 100 pounds.
Damn.
You feel me? So,
she wasn't
I was just
really,
a whole new person.
It was hard because she was...
And I was a whole new person.
She was happy at first, but then she like, oh, he getting too much attention.
Yeah. Yeah. So she couldn't take that shit. She couldn't take it.
And you probably was acting a little different.
Nah. I'm a humble nigga. So I treated her the same way. It was her insecurities that was like, she couldn't take
selfies,
it.
Selfies like...
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm gonna lie, yeah. A little bit.
Now, here's something we was talking about earlier. Can you hold it in when you have some information on somebody that you're dating? Like, I have a friend that her boyfriend used to cheat on her, but she had the code to all his stuff and he never knew it. For a full year, she was checking all of his voicemails, all of his emails, knowing exactly what he was doing, where he was going, but never said nothing to him. She was like, I don't want to tell him because I don't want him to change his password.
So did she eventually say anything?
They eventually broke up. But that's no way to be in a relationship, especially
when stupid.
I'm coming over and I already know you done went on vacation with somebody else because I checked your email and saw the itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to act like nothing's wrong. And now I'm acting like a bitch in the relationship. You
all
know?
The time.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's stupid. That's the stupidest shit I ever heard. Bitch, once you find out, leave. That's it. Because I done had a shawty to go on my phone and then... tell me 3 days later, what you thought, bitch, I was going to be happy? Like, get out of here. Like, for real, though.
Cause then, and address that's what me, y'all guys do. Y'all be like, right, well, you should have been in my phone then.
No, right. But I'm just saying, address me right away. You feel me? Address me right away.
Why are you
me,
making that the issue that it was 3 days ago?
I'm not. What you mean?
You said 3 days?
Because that mean that she knew what the fuck I was doing.
And she held on.
Okay,
held
so
on
is that bigger than what you was doing?
Yes.
It's
bigger than the mistake.
That's why guys be like, well, you went in my phone. Now I can't trust you.
Huh?
Now guys be like, you went in my phone. Now I can't trust you. I don't know how this is going to work. And you be like, well, hold on. You was cheating on me.
Right. Bro, that's how I go.
They don't care.
Yeah, Stephanie, you got to address it right away.
Yeah, and like, I can't hold it. Like, I'm the type of person, if I get into my man's phone and I find one thing, I'm going to blow up off of that one thing. I'm not even going to see the rest of it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get a chance.
Immediately.
Yeah, immediately. I'm like, what?
I respect that more. Don't be fucking go gadget like, building like you the feds building a case. Fuck you doing.
Because we be having enough information to indict but not convict.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
we
do.
Be having to get
because
sometimes y'all be lying,
listen,
right?
Women know. Listen, one thing I know for sure: most women know exactly what's going on. Yeah. They just ignore the shit. Because they rather be happy. They rather awful. Man, women know. You know what type of nigga you got. You know the type of nigga he is when you met him. Now, sometimes men, we lie. We put on this mask just to get the pussy. And then the mask come right off. The real nigga come out, you know. So a lot of times women are tricked. But then you have the women that inside, they know.
Right.
Let's be real. Y'all all here have been with a nigga and you know what type of nigga he is.
But I will
and
say,
you still fuck with
sometimes
him.
Sometimes you be with a guy and you have no idea what he's like when he's not around you. Like, he's different when he's around his friends. You could be with him, he'd be so sweet and
too.
Great to you.
That's
and
true.
Then next thing you know, he running trains with his boys. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, man.
I know a few niggas like that.
Exactly. And then they come back. And they like, you will not believe what these guys did. They don't, man. You know, I don't get involved in nothing like that.
Those are niggas that tell on themselves. You know what I mean?
Guys do be lying. Right. Like, they'll be so good to you, and you cannot believe what they're really like.
They always remember that. If he can't tell you a story about his homeboy,
he did it too.
That nigga trying to keep himself out of the cliff.
He did it too.
That nigga, that's the oldest trick in the book. Man, they was out there fucking last night.
You know, I just went to sleep.
Talk about they was out there fucking last night. Bitch, I went to sleep.
Tell everything except what a criminal.
Then when it was third on the train.
Yeah. So.
That's why I always say, not even first. They tell true lies because they tell some of the truth, but they leave out the part that you would fuck them up for.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And sometimes guys tell you a little too much information. Like, they'll tell you how wild they was. I don't want to hear all that.
Yeah. Right.
They'll be like, yeah, you know, so then my boy fucked her and then I fucked her after that. And then
niggas be wildin'.
But yeah, and what about women? So if you found out some information about a woman, you going to ask her right away?
Guys
hold don't say nothing. They stick to like this code of secrecy for some reason.
Hold on,
either that
mean?
Or when they confront you, they're gonna confront you right away.
Like if you find out your girl, you say
they
you
wait till you do something else.
Or say one of your mans was like, you know, I seen your girl in the club doing da 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 da. You gonna tell her right away?
I'm addressing that bitch right now, today, on the spot. I ain't finna wait for what?
Ooh, nothing.
That's too much time to pass by. I might not feel the same tomorrow. Nah, I'm calling you right there, or I'm gonna come see you right there. Me, I'm the type of nigga, I don't call you because I want to see your face when I
pop up.
Yeah, I want to see your face. So I'm coming straight
I'm
to
pulling
you.
Up.
Yeah, I'm pulling up and I'm addressing you right away.
I was just talking about this in the car with G. Like I was just chilling with, you know, a guy that I date, and he brought something up to me from February. And I could tell that it got him upset. Like it
since
was getting
February.
Him upset. Yeah. Like,
that's how
and I'm
are.
Telling him, he's like, oh,
it's
I know.
June.
I know you was fucking with XYZ. Like, you was fucking with somebody out there in February. And I'm like, no, I wasn't. And I was like explaining to him the situation. And I could tell, like, he was getting hot because he thought I was lying. Like, you tell me the truth about everything, but you lying to me about this.
Mm-hmm. And he waited right, from we February.
Right, but she really was telling the truth.
I was really telling the truth. Like, he thought I was fucking with somebody in a certain group, but I wasn't fucking with somebody in that certain group. I actually was fucking with somebody else that was way off the group.
Right, it had nothing to do with the group. So he had some false information.
Right. Yeah.
He assumed.
He was assuming. He didn't have no information. It was an assumption.
Just because of where you was at.
And that he addressed you addressed this just now?
Situation. Yeah.
How long you been fucking with him?
I've been fucking with him since October.
He just now really caring. I'm telling you as a man.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm telling you, he gives a fuck. Now he actually like, care. Because in February, he ain't give a fuck. I'm telling you, right now, he in his feelings. Now he got to know what was going on.
What was going on back then?
I'm telling you, I'm a man.
We were like vibing, you know, like we were smoking and drinking a little bit. And we were like vibing, and I felt like he felt really relaxed to like let me know.
To open up.
Yeah.
Did you look at him any differently after that?
It was kind of cute. I was like, I'm flattered.
Nah,
honestly, he give a fuck.
I didn't feel.
Especially because like he was wrong.
I felt like, no, you know what I felt? I felt bad because I'm like, damn, he thinks of me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like he doesn't believe. Like I'm so honest with him, but he still doesn't believe my truth. Like even the truth that I'm telling him, he doesn't believe it because of how fucked up, you know, the situation is. Like how fucked up women are and how fucked up men are and the way things go.
Yeah.
You know,
do people
even
define relationships anymore? How do you know you're in a relationship?
Right, because I'm not in a relationship. I'm single. I shouldn't even have to.
But like, when does somebody say, you know, you're...
To me, when both people confirm...
Do you have to have a discussion or is it like known?
Yeah, it got to be a discussion because women, they'll put you in a relationship. I'm dead ass. Like, right. I done fought with a woman for a certain amount of time. Next thing you know, they're like, yeah, we're together, da-da-da. And I'm like, what?
When were we together?
Like, we had sex. Bro, you've been there. We all been there.
I feel like you're in a relationship when... You're fighting about something and you still fuck with each other. That's when you know, like, shit just got real.
But don't you feel like you have to have that discussion? Like, are you fucking with anybody else?
Yeah, exactly.
Once we have sex, you're my boyfriend. I'm your girlfriend.
See, but that's what I'm trying to say. But see, that's what I'm trying to say.
I better not find out about nobody else.
But that's what I'm trying to say. That's how some women are.
I feel like once we have sex, you're my boyfriend, but we're still not, it's not that deep until you have that conversation. Like, listen, I'm not fucking with nobody. I don't want you to fuck with anybody. What do you think?
How can you have that
conversation? Certain shit just got to be clear from the dodo, you know?
Now, if you're with a girl, right, and y'all are just, you're fucking and you guys really care about each other and like each other, or if you're with a guy, right, and come to find out that person is sleeping with other people, but y'all never defined your relationship.
You be mad.
You can't really be mad.
But you can't really say nothing because y'all haven't defined where y'all stand.
Yeah.
But you automatically get mad.
Automatically.
Of course.
Because does anybody say, you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend?
No one. I mean, when you're in
back in the day.
It gotta be. Yeah,
let me tell y'all a story.
It gotta be
some type
of discussion, though, like what we doing here.
Right.
So it gotta be. Because that's when the woman just assumed,
but
like,
you know what? And
yeah, we together.
I met your parents.
But
you see, in 2016, the way people are, I don't know, maybe the way my circle moves, like, you know, I feel like you have to understand somebody before you can even be in a relationship with them, you know? So when you're friends and you're dating and you're meeting each other's family, because I mean, I'm dating somebody, I met his mother and his father, and we're not in a serious relationship, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
I would never introduce my parents to a bitch I ain't taking serious.
I think I was just in the house.
Okay, that's different.
That's different.
I'm talking about like ma, this is da 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 da. Like, nah, I ain't doing that.
I'm not bringing you to them. But like you said, if he's in the house.
If I'm not finna fuck with you for real, but yeah, that's different. That's different.
But it also depends on your relationship with your parents. Because some people have like a super cool relationship where they introduce everybody like, oh, this is such and such, you know. But girls take that very seriously. If you introduce...
That's why I said you don't play like that.
I think when you're approaching a guy as a woman with that conversation, it kind of makes something like, wait a minute. You know what
Slow
I'm
down.
Saying? Like, wait.
What you mean? What
time.
Are we doing?
Yeah, every time.
And now you're
of course.
Making it a little weird.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Damn, this is going
so
left.
I just feel like you should just let life and time give you a title.
But when do you decide, like, okay, I'm not going to fuck with nobody else because we're in a relationship.
And then when you get in a relationship, when you move too fast, it's a terrible relationship, like my last one.
You know? Yeah, that always like, happens. You just be staying speeding with
each other for a week, and then it was like, all right, you're my boyfriend. All right, I'm your girlfriend. That's it.
Yeah, I had it happen to me in one day, in like a couple of hours.
Then he don't take some people don't take that title seriously though. I feel like
what?
We was being young. In a relationship.
It was
when
my
you're
early
young,
20s.
Everybody's your damn boyfriend. Real
it was
quick.
In my early 20s. Let me tell you, we met at a club, and he just like literally like just walked up to me and was like, "What's your name?" And I told him my name, and he was like, "Give me a number." And I just gave him my number, and he told me his name, and he was like, "I'm gonna call you." And I was like, "All right." And then I just went on about my business in the club, and then the next day he called me, and then we had the general conversation, you know, where you live, what you do, da da da. So he like, "Oh, I know where you stay." He was like, "You smoke?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Take a ride with me. Let's smoke this blunt." He's like, "What's your address? I'm near your house." So he picked me up. We rode around for like 2, maybe 3 hours smoking, and you know, we had all of this conversation. And then when he dropped me back off, he was like, "So you gonna be my girl or?" And I was like, "Okay."
Some how long did that last? That's some alfalfa shit.
It was young. It was like in my early 20s. It was like the early 2000s.
And it lasted how long?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Oh, it lasted until I found out that he's the same guy that the story I told before about the boyfriend who told me that he had just got out of jail and his sister. And then I found out that he had the baby. And then that the baby wasn't his. And then I broke up with him because he lied about having a baby. Okay. But then kind of found out the baby wasn't his. That's the same guy.
Sheesh. His life is a mess.
Yeah. I don't know where he is.
Is he still alive?
Oh, is he still alive? Yeah. As far as I know. As far as I know, he's still alive.
All right, so it is important because I feel like a lot of times with women, I know they date a guy and then they automatically assume they're in a relationship and that's the only person they're dating. And then they get upset when they realize
find out that they're not the only one. Yeah.
But then it's also hard for women sometimes to date multiple people.
Yeah, because once you, when you go to date more than one person, it's this thing that you don't know if you're supposed to reveal that to guys because it could go either way, either they could respect your honesty and be like, "All right, well, then I'm gonna try to be the number one contender," or they could be like, "Oh, she ain't taking this, like, I can't take her seriously because she fuck with other people."
Right.
So now you have this, like, do I lie and say I'm not fucking with other people?
You better lie to me because you tell me the truth. I'm done. Yeah,
right.
Man, you tell me you fuck with shit.
No, but bye. Not having sex, but once you just say, okay, I'm still dating, all right. But then you have to explain
you
yourself.
You having sex, though. Who dates without having sex?
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, but so, I feel like even me, I swear I'm so honest, but I'm not sitting here telling my niggas that I'm fucking other niggas.
Huh. All they got to do is listen to lip service. They'll know.
Right.
I only have sex with one guy.
Listen,
I don't have sex with everybody I'm dating.
my ex-boyfriend who I was with, but before he was like my boyfriend and I was dating him, I didn't know what he was doing. I was dating other people too. We were together for 5 years after that, but you know,
in the beginning.
Yeah, but if they ask you, he asked me
and he was like, "Are you dating other people?" I was like, "Yeah, aren't you?"
Oh yeah, that's how you gotta do it. That's a thing.
Even if they not dating other people, 9 times out of 10, he's still fucking his baby mama. So what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't have a baby mom.
Okay, well, you lucky.
He's
shit,
fucking his ex-girlfriend.
Right. Got a baby mama.
You don't put a baby on him and everything.
Because niggas that got baby mamas, 9 times out of 10, they still fucking
yeah. Always.
They feel like they have that right forever.
Forever.
All right, so what can we expect now? Listen, I was trying to catch up on Money and Violence, but I guess they took them all off the internet now because you have to have Tidal or Lionsgate.
Well, it's off of Tidal too.
They took them all down now.
Yeah, it's going to be up for sale. It's going to be up for sale like in another week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Amazon, everywhere, you know.
So
both seasons.
So now you got to buy it. They're not playing no games. Lionsgate did a deal with Money and Violence. So if you want to see it.
But we'll be on TV next. You know, season 3, we'll be somewhere on TV.
Have you ever been a side piece in real life? Like somebody's side piece?
I better not know about it. I hope not, bitch. I probably was. Shit. I was. I know that for sure. Shit, at the time.
She had a husband?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It didn't bother you. You probably liked it.
I actually did. She was a turn.
How was the vintage vagina?
It was good.
It's exciting. I mean, she don't expect nothing from you.
And then she used to like, it's like she was trying to show me shit. So she used to like go ham on me. You feel me? So that was a fun experience.
You think you would like kind of, did you ever want her to leave her husband?
Hell no.
How much older?
Guys like being a side piece now.
Though,
She taught you some things.
She taught me some things, boy.
The women now will appreciate it after that. Nothing like teaching somebody something. And nothing worse than teaching somebody something than they go be with somebody else.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Got me ready for what I'm with now, I guess, bitch. And you know what's crazy? I'm still fucking with an older woman. That's just what.
Oh, she's older too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a girl now?
Yeah.
She's older.
Feel me? So.
Okay, she take care of you.
I can't be with a younger guy.
She don't take care of me.
I mean, she don't cook for you.
She take care of me as far as like be the woman, but she don't take care of me.
Oh, she didn't mean financially.
No, but you know what? I gotta make that clear because it's a lot of sucker niggas today.
Oh, no. I don't mean like that.
She meant like take care of you the way a grown woman should.
You take care of her, she take care of you.
You gotta clear that up because nowadays niggas don't mind. Like they'll dead ass just be a lazy ass nigga and let a woman take care of them. Not me.
You got to watch out for those guys.
Yeah. Not me. That ain't me. So.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming through to Lip Service again.
I appreciate y'all having me.
I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Service.
Passport cutting.
Passport. Make sure you check out the blog too on teamyou.tv. You do a great job with that. She gets people so mad with her blog.
They be in their feelings. Yeah, it would be so funny.
People be so upset. She did a what type of cheater are you? It's supposed to be funny, guys.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they take it so personal.
People take things so seriously. Like, even when I said the thing about, oh, he probably got kids. He got, you know, he got juicy juice in the car. People are like, what are you talking about? I cook for myself all the time. And I'm like,
it's just jokes.
Calm down. Okay. Okay. Like, it's just supposed to be, you know, humorous and some...
People just need to realize this is entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Like, take everything with a grain of salt.
It's even if it doesn't apply, let it fly. Exactly. Like some people said, like, this is pretty funny. It's like.
Doesn't apply to me, but it's funny.
Yeah. Right. And I try not to be too outlandish because I don't want to seem like I'm just stereotyping. But when I feel like the first thing that comes to your head is it's probably not it's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a stereotype that you normally think of, you know, and you don't want to defend it. I'm tired of always having to defend something. It's like, okay, I put it out there. And if you don't like it, oh, well. But, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Glad you cleared that up because I've been trying to get you to come up there. All right. Well, Chapazo, we appreciate you, of course, for coming through.
I appreciate y'all having me.
All right. Lip service.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to give a shout out to this week's sponsor, Bevel. Bevel is the only shaving system designed for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Now, we know a ton of dads out there got a Bevel kit for Father's Day and also the guys that we like to call daddy, if you know what I'm saying. Daddy definitely is going to appreciate the smooth Bevel razor shave.
Up to 80% of black men and women experience razor bumps and up to 30% of all men and women encounter razor bumps. And that's because you're not using the right razor for your skin.
We said it before, but the Bevel shaving system is clinically proven to prevent and reduce those ugly razor bumps and horrible discoloration and irritation from shaving.
Now, I love that y'all got such smooth skin, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And our daddies do, too.
Hey, daddy.
It's no wonder 9 out of 10 people who pick up the Bevel shaving system come back month after month. So go to GetBevel.com today and get the first month of your new Bevel subscription for free. Trust us, we wouldn't lie to you unless it was like absolutely necessary about something not related to razor bumps, maybe about like where I was last night, who I was with. Anyway, a smooth shave is only a click away, so go to getbevel.com today.